All right, my bookworms. Last call for novels by Sindal. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't read here. Who's back there? Don't you know I have a hot date tonight? Meeting a friend again. I got all dressed up, made sure my bra and undies match, put on my cutest little skirt, a nice broken-in corset with a button-up over it. Don't want to be indecent during dinner. Not boring, either. I like catching them staring at me. So I'm not going to be late. Come on out. You're nearby, aren't you? Maybe the next row over? You think you can hide from me in my own shrine? I told you, nothing happens here without me knowing. You think I haven't listened to your every step since you came in? Heard every time you turned a page? Huh. That's funny. I could have sworn you were in the romance section. Are you trying to hide from me? If you make me late to my date, I'll have to skip dinner and go straight to dessert. I'll have to improvise. I'll have to take initiative. Oh. And yet you try to slip deeper into the library. You ought to know we lock the back door an hour before closing. There's no way out except through me. Oh, bad choice. The mystery section is a dead end. You should really... Well, that's not where I left that ladder. Quite dangerous. Do you really think you can escape that way? Did you shelve a book upside down on purpose? Oh, that's it. I'm gonna make you regret that. There you are, crawling along the top of the bookcases. You should know you look ridiculous. Best not lose your balance. It's quite a fall from there. Go ahead. You can make that jump to the reading nook. It's either that or you turn around and face me. You know, you might even be able to jump to the couch from there if you make it to the reading nook, sure. But you won't get there before me. Got you now. Submit. Submit, my kit. Fine. Then I'll pin both your shoulders under my knees. How do you like that? You're in big trouble. Shh. You're in a library. And there's no coming in the library. No matter how I rub my fingers against you, no matter what I rub your nose in. Oh, do you like that? Oh, that's just too bad, isn't it? Why don't you struggle a little more for me? It's cute. Oh, no fighting you? That's so sad. I wanted to take my time breaking you. Do you think I can go easy on you just because you've gone docile? There's no coming in the library, sweetie. Now, I'm gonna lift my knees for a second, but don't forget, you've already submitted. And if you make me chase you again, I'm gonna make you pay for it. Good. All in all, you're just a shy little bookworm, aren't you? That's all right. You just ran away because I love the chase. I'm not mad at you. I'm just giving you your consequences. I wonder how I would have kept you in submission if you'd tried to run away while I took off my panties. Maybe I would have stuck my fingers in your mouth like this and just grabbed your jaw. You're not a biter, are you? No, of course not. Now, first, you're going to make up for running around my library. And then it'll be all kisses, all right? That sounds so nice. You feel my tail swishing against you? That's how excited I am for you to learn your lesson. Now, tell me what you think of my panties. Cute, aren't they? Shame you can't really talk with your mouth full. You could have peeled them off for me with your teeth after dinner. I would have laid back on the bed and let you fuck me. I can be so cute when I'm fucked. But then you messed with my shrine. And I'm not going to let you disrespect me like that. Don't try to close your mouth. I was quite the Girl Scout. My panties don't just look sexy. They make a great gag, too. Don't you think? Are you okay? Good. I knew you wanted to make up with me. Can you taste my pussy? I got so wet chasing you. Legs up. Now, I'm just going to rub up against your crotch. Just a little. Not too much. There's no coming in the library. If you come, I'll need to think of a new punishment. In fact, if you come, maybe you should run. You wouldn't want me to catch you a second time. Why are you so turned on? I told you, you better not come in my library. It doesn't matter if I straddle you or rub my hands down your thighs or tell you how turned on I am. You better cut it out right now. You better not come. You better not. And I didn't say you could look away either. That's cheating. You better watch me ride you. You better focus on every sensation. Oh, watch me rub my breasts. You like it? Oh, when I bite my lip, are you getting close? Well, you better not be. I don't think you've learned your lesson. And there's no coming in the library. You shouldn't be this close to coming with just my pussy rubbing on you. My bare pussy grinding on your clothes. Is it my panties in your mouth that's got you so turned on? Or maybe you just like the idea of there being a rule you have to follow. And you just can't follow that rule, can you? Oh, you like following rules, being disciplined. It excites you so much that you can't help but whimper and gasp for me. Oh, you're gonna break my rule, you helpless little prey. So turned on by the idea that you can't come, and so you have to, but you can't, and so you have to. Oh, all right, cutie. Just this once, I'll let you come in the library. Not yet. Not until I say so. Oh, because you look like you're in agony. Or you look like you're loving it. Maybe they're the same. Oh, God, you look like you're going to pop. Not yet, though. Not quite yet. Oh, okay. Okay, you can come. It's okay. I gagged you for a reason. Just whimper into my panties. Let it out. Good. Let it all out. Oh, good. Good. God. You're shaking. Just enjoy it. You earned it. Oh, so good. So sweet. Following the librarian's rules. What a cute little mess you made. Stay right there. I don't want you getting any on the couch. I'm gonna get a towel, and I'll put on some clean panties. Oh, and leave the dirty ones right where they are. When I come back, you'd better be just like I left you. Don't make me hunt you down again, sweetheart. And don't think you've gotten out of pounding me after dinner, either.